Here we go. You guys just missed an actual argument between the good brothers where we had a disagreement.
No, he wanted to argue and I wouldn't let him.
I'm like a married couple.
I'm a battered husband.
Where he was just battering me constantly.
Oh, that's the opposite. I ate his wrath because he said, where's your microphone? I brought him all this food and some Diet Pepsis. And he goes, where's your microphone? I went, ugh. Like that, because you're not going to go, yes, I have to walk back up to my room. You're not going to do that, are you? No, you're not. You're going to go, oh, geez.
Well, I usually
you can't treat it like I said, you're a goddamn motherfucker. I just said, oh, geez.
Well, he goes.
And then, you know.
He goes.
Now it's everything.
I hate it when you guys fight. It's like two parents fighting.
He knows, you know what? I'm going to be the husband and just say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He did say that.
It's the easiest way to do it.
So he just gave in.
He doesn't believe it
because I'm also a husband. And I know that it's a work when we say we're sorry because we're just trying to end the fucking argument.
That's why we both want to be married to Rocky because he's the only honest one of the group.
Yeah. Hold on. You're not sorry, you motherfucker.
I am sorry.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sorry about it.
I'm sorry, too. We don't believe each other.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Here we go. Token Shop is back after record numbers last week. The Machine Gun here, Gallows here. We're in Jacksonville. We just got done shooting AEW Dynamite. We got Rocky Romero here. Rocky, where are you at, babe?
I'm in
Los Angeles because you're never anywhere else except when you popped up in
I don't know.
You popped up randomly in Jacksonville
for AEW Dark.
I just answered a question on the Patreon, patreon.com/ Talking Shop.
Sure.
Where somebody asked, hey, how about Rocky Romero getting a win on Dark? And I said, Rock got a win? I didn't realize you won, but did you go on there and win?
He won.
Yeah, of course.
He reunited with his long lost Roppongi Vice brother.
How did you miss it?
Trent Beretta, who lives 8 minutes from my home, but won't come visit.
Well, because you know us, we finish ourselves at AEW and we're out the door, babe.
That's true.
I know. This was the complete next day after you guys left, and
that's good.
Recorded this. I was the main event.
I recorded these, and
I was the main event of AEW Dark Revolution.
Yeah, that's good. And if you're going to do that, you should tell the people to crack a beer, take off your pants, and listen to the hashtag worst podcast ever, Talking Shop. Huh?
And of course, never forget, you got Balls Deep Billy up there, Emilio Estevez of Young Buns fame, hanging out with the boys.
Guys, I can see him on Zoom. You think the Balls Deep thing's a joke? I can't see a shaft right now. I just see two butt cheeks and his hairy skirt. That's insane.
That's your next shirt, dude. It's just two fucking butt cheeks and a hairy ass shaft. Hairy back
hey,
of the
man,
balls.
Hey, Manscaped. So, I don't know if you guys are still on board or not, but Balls Deep Billy needs some work in the hair to
paint. That was the exit.
I got to.
No. Courtesy of the new Lomo 4.0, boys.
Oh.
You're so fresh and so clean.
Whoa.
I legit thought he had no pants on when he stood up. Usually you're censoring us.
It makes the abs look so much better. You got to shave that. Girls say they like the hair, but you know what? They actually don't. They're lying. No. See? No, they're truthfully lying. They say they like hair. That's bullshit.
I got to get pecs like that, dude.
His is different though, because I think when your wife has been with so many fucking like nerds, they want to be with a man that finally feel something different from a man, right? I mean, from a nerd. I mean,
how many nerds has she been with? Jesus.
I mean, hundreds and hundreds. just hundreds of nerds.
Her nerdometer's through the roof. I mean,
she just had so many nerds.
Not worried about how many men she was with because they're all fucking nerds. What?
Yeah. Anybody, listen, guys, if you're married, you think your wife's a virgin, you're fucking wrong. And never forget that. You ain't the only motherfucker that made her sail.
Sounds like we need some divine intervention.
Yeah. Thank God. Come on in, fake.
Yeah, shit, thank God.
Hey, all the husbands.
Sending me to this shit show.
All the husbands out there going, oh, God damn, who's she fucking
calling? Oh, God, I hope she ain't listening.
I don't want to listen to Carl's fucking podcast
anymore. Who's she fucking calling?
That's for sure. Anyway.
Fake.
Anyway.
Hello, fake.
Spit on my drink, fake.
Oh, hello. Hello, Carl.
Not everybody's wife was a goddamn nun, you know?
I'm from heaven.
Sorry, I'm taking the Lord's name in vain. Praise God.
Stop talking about sex out of hot block. That would be helpful. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hashtag worst podcast ever. And if you want to see it live, Sunday, June 13th, Jimmy's Famous Seafood,
9 p.m. The boys will be live. Get your tickets in advance at tnsmedia.com. Anyway.
It's the last weekend you can promote that, Erfang.
Well, I'm doing my best, Carl. Obviously, you've been doing a shitty job.
Yeah, it's not going so well.
That's true.
I wish somebody in heaven would help us.
Well, we need some divine intervention. We're talking shop live.
Dude, this fucking show. Hold on. Let's talk about talking shop live. This fucking show is costing us so much money. So much more money than we expected.
Yeah, hey, let's talk about
here's
that.
Here's an idea. Don't step on the Fink's heavenly dick.
Exactly.
What he's trying
I'm sorry,
to Fink. Do a fucking intro.
Fink, how's the cigarettes up there, bro?
Shut up, you shitty Mark. I just had a Newport on my way down. All right. Ladies and gentlemen,
them Virginia Slims.
I'm going to introduce him first because he's the only one who's not a smartass. He's got hairy balls, but not anymore. He's got long, luxurious hair. Honestly, I thought he was about 6'4", until I saw him in person. He's 5'7½". He's our producer, the one who holds the glue of Talk and Shop together. He is Balls D. Philly, Emilio Sparks, and his lesser, more of a smartass co-host. He is tiny. He needs more just for men. He is wearing a Kowloon shirt at Azuka Rock. Rocky Romero.
I don't like that.
Apparently, thank you.
Apparently he went viral or some other shit when we weren't looking. Anyway, the other co-host, the biggest smartass in the room, the meanest member of Talk and Shop, the man who doesn't like supplies and likes to belittle his friends. He is the machine gun, Carl Anderson.
God damn it.
And of course, like, the hairy titted mongrel with the devil beard, the sexiest man to ever don the tights and boots. He's the grandfather of podcasting. Don't let Colt Cabana fool you. He is Daddy Dangly. He is the DOC. He is the big LG. He is Isaiah Cash, the imposter Kane. Festus with a PH. Big LG XL. I can't think of the rest. Doc. Go!
Dorian DeVille, brother.
The human Cadillac. I forgot about that. I gotta go. You guys are being not anointed and unheavenly. Peace out, you fuckheads.
Fink, we always love you, man. But it's time to go, dog.
Thanks for graciously.
You guys are making things. You guys are being worse and worse.
Enough of your shit.
Every fucking
enough of your shit, Fink.
Stop shitting on the Fink. He's in heaven. Let's talk about this for a second. This podcast was reborn shortly before our asses got fired from massive contracts about, what, 14 months ago?
It was literally when COVID hit.
Sure. And since then, the World Wrestling Federation, the WWF, President Jack Tunney, they've let go a group of people. And then again, in the last couple of days, a shocking set of releases. Huh, Carl, promise we're going to cover it. So we're going to cover it like the broadcast journalists we are.
We got
on the list, the real life Adam Scherer.
We got to cover.
AKA Braun Strowman.
We got to cover.
So, indie sensation Tommy Ant. Moonlighted as Aleister Black.
Relax.
Jumping the gun there, hit.
So we know what it's like to get canned from the WWE.
Sure. Everyone gets canned. Terrible. Beverly Brothers, us.
And what I would say, here's the one bit of advice I would say. Enough of the thank you tweets. Jesus Christ. Give me a fucking break. Listen, when you get canned, let it go, baby. Let it go. It's not a shot at anybody.
Let me tell you a hashtag to throw out. Hashtag thankful.
How about hashtag
is it a thing? But let me say this. But I think it's okay to thank the fans, though.
I mean,
the fans, be like, hey, yes.
I don't think, this is just our opinion. I don't think.
I've never been canned from the WWE.
I don't think less than 24 hours after
you get canned from Tunney's WWE.
Listen, take a second to take a breather. Like, why? Like, let's take it easy with the thank you bullshit within 24 hours. Breathe it in. Think about it. Take it all in for just 1 second.
Maybe put together a plan of attack.
A plan of attack before you start thanking all these motherfuckers that fired you. Because they felt like, you know, I'll never forget this. Like, people give Jim Ross a lot of heat, right? But I got a lot of respect for Jim Ross.
A lot of respect for brother.
He said this. He said, when we all got canned a year ago, he goes, there's a reason why the WWE decided to not do business with these individuals anymore. That's as true as it could possibly get. And thank God, thank the heavenly Lord above, because he trusts the boys.
Thank you, Lord.
We made the most money we ever made in our lives in this last year.
Right.
And now, and that's after WWE.
That's right, Lord. Right.
Thank God. But let's talk about these releases.
Yeah.
I think the most surprising right out the gate, you got to talk about number one.
Santana Garrett.
Okay, let's talk about Santana Garrett.
Well, she got released from a nice contract. She's worked hard on the indies for a lot of years. She got an opportunity in NXT. Probably didn't see that coming because when you get into a situation like that, and we've all been there, you get what's called a little bit comfortable. You're getting, making a lot of money. You're getting a little confidence. You're getting great feedback. Things seem to be going your way. Then it gets cut off.
Well, she'll be fine, right? But I guess
she will be, because she's talented.
She'll bounce back.
With somebody like her, she's been out on the scene and outside of that system. A lot of the people on this list have been. Some of them have not.
Right, and that's so the important part, Doc. I feel like if you have the experience beforehand, easy to bounce back, right, and you can get right into the groove of things, And plus, women's wrestling right now blowing up everywhere,
And there's also other ways to look at it.
AEW,
also ways to look at it. Like, you're making so much money there. Sometimes you don't want to hustle. Sometimes she might be done with this shit and go off and do something else.
And maybe she is. And that's fine. And that's okay. But like, I remember, and there's different points in your life. I've been canned twice from there. When I was 26, the first thing that came into my mind was, I need to go everywhere in the world that I've never wrestled on and show everybody that I could do this. I could do different shit. I could do a different style. And I can do this. And that was my motivation. That's good hunger too, in my opinion. I think it worked out kind of okay. But the last time we were like, fuck this motherfucking bullshit. And I think that's why we're a little weird about the thankful stuff, because you have to react how you want to react. But our immediate reaction was like, well, fuck this, fuck them. How do we make fun of this? And how do we spoof this? And as you've heard for a year and a half, we created a backyard wrestling pay-per-view just to do that, because you can't be the bitter guy and say, fuck you. We know that. We've seen that happen in the 90s and the early 2000s. People talk themselves right out of jobs, which I'm sure we've done that before too. But you got to turn a negative into a positive, is my opinion on it. No matter how you do it, whether it be down the line and continuing your career in pro wrestling, turning that celebrity that you got off mainstream television into something else, or at least not just going, thank you, I'm sorry, how do I get back? That's maybe not the best
approach. Santana Garrett, where does she end up, Gallows? Let's hear it.
I could see Santana Garrett being a positive on the Impact roster. You don't know because a lot of these places like AEW, where we're here tonight, like, it's stacked over here, but they also give a lot of opportunities. So who's to say it's not here? Who's to say it's not there? And then, the world's opening back up. I see a lot of these women's wrestling promotions that have a lot of promise. They have a lot of talent in them. So I do think if you're going to get canned from the WWE, this is a great time to do it at the end of the pandemic, as the world seemingly opens back up, because the possibilities are virtually endless if and only if you believe in hustling and you want to go chase money. I'd talk to two of the people off this list that are friends of mine. I would tell all of them this, because I think they can all go out and make some great money. As long as you're willing to go get it and work for it and hustle and travel and do all the shit that you should do, it's there to have.
And we're only talking about this because WWE makes such huge news, and it was such big news when people get canned.
Plus, Carl tweeted that we were going to talk about it. Yeah. Clickbait, you guys. So
yeah.
Now we have to.
Yeah. I've learned.
After all the headlines we've made,
Now that we've signed the deal and we realize we got to actually bring listeners in, they want to hear this kind of shit. And let's talk about it, because we're obviously experts at it.
Well, Ruby Riott. Let's move on. Ruby Riott, super talented. I'm a fan of Ruby Riott before she signed with WWE.
Yeah, totally.
Same. And I was lucky enough to be on a few shows with her and caught her matches and was like, dude, I remember going up to her being like, you're dope. You're awesome. She's really, really good. She's a huge signing, I think, for sure.
She'll catch on somewhere huge, and she'd be a big asset to any woman's division. She's already got a star quality and a presence to her. So
I didn't know who she was before WWE. That's because I don't watch anything.
I'd seen her on a bunch of shows too, like Rocky had. Mm-hmm. And when I first saw her, I was like, wow, that's different for a girl, because at the time you didn't see all the tattoos and all that stuff. And
right. Good look.
Watched her shit and went, wow, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
Good worker. Gallows, your expertise opinion.
Yes, sir.
Where does she end up?
I could see her making a splash on AEW, but again, I think she'd be a great attribute to Impact Wrestling. The other thing we're not saying right now is, I think right now it's a unique time for people who don't want to be locked down somewhere. If you want to bet on yourself, you got some kizash in the bank, which I think all these cats do. You could probably cherry pick some great TV appearances and hit just about every promotion until it either slowed down or you figured out a place you were really comfortable that wanted you and you wanted to land.
I was going to say, I'll give you three quick matches that I'd like to see.
Hit it.
Ruby Riott versus Thunder Rosa.
Yep.
So you're a Heidi Lovelace fan.
Yeah, I am.
And a fan of background noise.
That was my dog. Sorry, Duke. Right. Duke, hey.
It's okay, little hoot.
It's okay. Little
Ruby Riott versus Ruby Riott versus Deanna.
That's good.
Impact.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
Ruby Riott versus.
I've been talking to my kids.
Let's calm down on the animal cruelty.
Versus Sheeta in AEW.
That's a great match too. You know another one. I could see. And fuck, I worked with her over 10 years ago, but I'm highly impressed by her now. I could see Ruby Riott and Serena Deeb tearing it up, dude.
Serena Deeb, I did not realize she was so good.
Uh-huh.
What a
pretty excellent.
I guess I shouldn't say pleasant surprise because I don't watch anything, so I wouldn't know.
I knew she was good but years not ago.
That good,
well, though. Well, I knew she was good because I watched her work a lot, but I don't think she ever had a real opportunity to showcase it. Like when she was with us, what people probably remember the most in Straight Edge, she worked like two matches. She was just like, she was a character and part of the gimmick, which was a damn good one because she was the girl with the shaved head and she was doing all this violent shit to the dudes. But you didn't realize that she was this great like in-ring technician, and probably more of that developed over the last decade too, because she's in our category, I would say, a young veteran. So she's well-traveled, knows the ins and outs, and she's been putting on some killer matches. So I think that'd be a great match.
Look at us talking wrestling. Hey, yeah. on to the next one. How about Murphy? Blake Murphy would have been his name at the, anyway. I guess Murphy. They switched it.
Listen,
Buddy Murphy.
Buddy Christ. Murphy.
Even, but that's even more of a shot at him because I don't even know his fucking name.
Buddy Murphy can't miss. You know why?
Why?
Because in 2011, he took my seminar in Australia and he learned the fucking tactics of the road. He's probably going to be the world champion next weekend or something, right? Kid. Wouldn't you think? I could see it.
Buddy Murphy is actually a hell of a talent.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he's an absolute 100%. Well,
Chad said something off the mic, and he was serious about it because we were having a real conversation, one of the seven we've had in our friendship over the last decade. And he was saying he could really see Buddy Murphy stepping out of the WWE shadow and really catching on with the smart fans. Like, I could see Buddy Murphy killing it in a New Japan Juniors tournament or something.
100%.
Like, you know?
Because he's
excellent pro wrestler.
Bigger than me, and he's ripped. But everyone thinks he's small.
You always bury yourself before you put something.
No, I
think but I'm a legend. I'm a self-proclaimed legend.
You're a shoot legend.
But imagine him like versus somebody like an Ibushi, where kind of
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Fuck yeah,
of course.
Like that'd be sick.
Yeah, but of course,
I'm just over with the boys because I don't hurt them. You know, and I'm good. But I don't hurt them too. You know,
sell real good too.
Get them through 15 minutes. They know I'm going to sell for them. They'll even put me over at the end. It's easy. Just learn to be like me, motherfuckers. That's the way to do it. Yeah,
Buddy Murphy's going to do just fine.
Here's my only thing sometimes that I say this to Gallows a lot since we're talking about this bullshit. This is the last time we'll ever talk about this till the next round of assholes get fired.
Mm. Everyone has an asshole, Carl.
It's like this. My only issue with people is if you go to WWE, either fucking trademark your name or keep your name. Because when you leave, you're called formally known as.
That is,
and that sucks.
I learned that one the hard way, but then we got it back. You have to do that.
Yeah.
Do they try to get you to come up with a name?
They try to change my name.
I think it's different
because like when they wanted us, like AJ already owned AJ and he was already the Machine Gun Carl Anderson. And it was like a known Bullet Club thing. And they already previously owned Luke Gallows. So they're just changing the first name. So like, wasn't that big of a fight. What did Hunter want to call you at one point? It was kind of a cool name, but we were glad AK Anderson. It was kind of cool.
But
ain't the Machine Gun Carl Anderson who main evented all over New Japan. So it makes sense. And I think you see that in the last like decade and a half, like maybe they've smartened up on some of that stuff a little bit. Cause some of these guys who did have a big following outside, it's not 1988. Everyone's online. Everyone's on social media. You can't just hide the fact this guy was over somewhere else. No. Maybe that's a plus.
No, if you have a name for like 10, 15
years. Right. Why would you shit on that portion of the following?
I guess you could just change it though. Fuck it. Cause you want to work for them. You better change
What's Braun's name going to be when he steps back in the ring?
Jeffrey Johnson. Anyways, Murphy's in the game. So here we go.
Johnson,
Jeff
Strowman.
Before we get that's a whole other thing. So what Gallows, your expertise opinion? Where does Murphy end up?
Oh, fuck, man. Now he's got 90 days.
I could see that son of a bitch in New Japan when the world opens.
That's what I was gonna say. My biggest pick for him that I think would be the best thing for him is New Japan when the world opens up.
He started from square one.
But as we have expert Rock on here. Who knows if that's going to happen? And you don't just get to catch fire in Japan, because fuck, I learned this when I went. I'd already been to the show of shows, but the best work rate in the world is New Japan. There's no getting around it. It is. And I think the wrestling world acknowledges that.
Yeah, I think I could see a couple of things happen. I could see him getting picked up by Ring of Honor too. I'd be like, that'd be a pickup that they could. Okay, they could
use. Well, we always forget about Ring of Honor.
Yeah, but you know,
everyone forgets about Ring of Honor.
But that's somebody that they could pick up and use. And
AK Anderson with a couple shots here, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but that's a big pickup for them.
Bring a little more notoriety to Ring of Honor.
They need
people would want to watch. You know,
but you're also but Chad's also right about that. Like, what do you call them?
If I was ROH, I would go after Murphy. I'd go after, of course, Riott and Santana. I would pretty much go after almost everybody. I would go after another one on this list, Aleister Black, who I think would be perfect.
Well, time out, Rock. Would you stop getting ahead of yourself?
I'm just moving this conversation along, guys. And take it easy. It's time. But, no, it's
on to the next.
I think there's
one more real quick. Let's talk about this one.
Before Steve Polychronopoulos.
Before we get there. So this is a big one. This is a big star. It's a big huge star. Let's talk about Lana. Our friend, our real name, CJ.
I thought you were going to talk about Miguel Perez. Okay.
No, real friend, CJ. People can say her wrestling wise, whatever. I don't even want to.
Q rating, baby. She's famous.
That means nothing to me. I think Lana's good in the ring.
She's famous. There she's a good looking woman. And she's come along in the ring. Yeah.
My only thing, I guess, would be is how much money does she want?
How much money does she want? And the layup answer, obviously, is AEW, because husband Miro works there. But the other answer to that side of the coin, which I did mention to Boss Hoot earlier today, was Miro and Miss Lana live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Bring Lana to Impact. 100%.
No, I could see that.
That'd be cool.
Lana's a full blown superstar.
Yeah.
That's it. I think
was on TV for a long time in big angles, big stuff. Like,
this is a car talking with me and the gun ski here that we don't do on the podcast ever. Fantasy book Lana, what would you do with her? You're bringing her into, okay, say Impact. That's our company. What do you do with her?
Oh my God.
Where do you put her? Is she with a guy? Is she in the women's division? Is she the baby face or heel figurehead of the show?
I would absolutely feature her. I would probably bring her into, let's say she's coming to Impact, just for example. I would say Access TV brought Lana in to run the whole show, and she comes in and she's the hashtag general manager, not called that, but she's a great talker. She could probably excel in that.
She has great presence.
And so maybe she makes all the matches. She has an office. People are knocking on the door trying to get in there, talk to Lana. She's on there. She has 6-7 segments.
Opens the door for like when Miro's going to show up too, which is
cool. It does.
Because you know, when
are you talking about the forbidden door or just
that's the door I'm talking about.
Well, and because of the good brothers, ultimately because of the good brothers, all that stuff's open.
Yeah. Right.
When Vince fired us, the whole world opened up. Yeah. Thank God.
Basically, so the good brothers created the forbidden door and opened the forbidden door.
Listen, hashtag thank you, Vince. Yes. Vince did all this.
Thank you, good brothers. Hashtag thank you, Vince. We were talking about being thankful, but thank you, Vince. Vince McMahon. Anybody who wants to use this as clickbait, Doc Gallows sitting beside the machine gun, Carl Anderson. Hashtag thank you, Vince, for letting hashtag thank you, good brothers, open the wrestling world to all of our friends and fellow performers. You're welcome.
Everybody grows up loving cereal. And I also realize that it's just full of sugar and junk. And that's why I want to introduce you to Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon cereal. Come on now. This has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. And if you're like LG and myself, and when I'm the most ripped, my carb intake is limited. It's only 140 calories a serving. It's keto friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. Also, you can build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle, or a cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon. You got to be kidding me. I'm a big blueberry guy. I love blueberry. I'm a big frosted guy. I also am a fruity guy. I like the fruity, and I haven't had the opportunity to try the peanut butter yet, but I eat peanut butter every day and immediately before I go to bed. And cinnamon, I put on my sweet potatoes every night. So I can only imagine how good that's going to be. But think about this.
You can mix the cocoa with the peanut butter and it tastes exactly like peanut butter cup. So let's get to mixing these things now. Go to magicspoon.com/hoots. That's H-O-O-T-S to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code HOOTS. It's H-O-O-T-S at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product. It's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. If you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money with absolutely zero questions asked. Get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/hoots and use the code HOOTS, that's H-O-O-T-S, to save $5 off your order. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Next on the list, Aleister Black, other wrestler named Tommy End.
Yep.
Big surprise to me.
Yeah,
big surprise because he was getting pushed hard.
He was disappeared a couple times, but they were doing stuff with him. They had brought him back
and repackaged him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
So he had a new gimmick, but I mean, you know, and here's the other thing that you know, we all read the sheets and lie if you say you don't.
WrestleZone.com.
We know.
Not Ringside News, those motherfuckers.
Yeah, not
sorry,
Ringside
not talking about it anymore. News. Though.
I read Raja.com because it's just easier.
Don't give Ringside News any more love because I might fucking call them for a fucking. Let's do a boxing fight, you motherfuckers.
Let's get you guys News. On that Snoop Dogg boxing channel.
Boxing, me and whoever runs Ringside News, boxing fight.
Dude,
put that in there. Let's go.
Let's book it.
2-on-1, them versus me.
Talking Shop of Mania 3, they have to pay me $100,000 to be booked, and then Carl gets to shoot beat them up.
Yep, because trust me, my friends won't let me get beat up, so you'll get your ass booked. So come on.
Shut him a bitch.
Motherfuckers at Ringside News, you pieces of shit. Yeah, all right, anyway, that's
get,
it.
Anyway. To get my
that's
ass
it. Ringside News, you're done. Yeah, we ain't talking about you anymore.
Put over for those asshats.
You don't deserve anymore.
Eat a bag of shit.
Fuck off.
Yeah, you're sorry.
Next.
You sorry, son of a bitch.
Next. Next, what are you talking about?
We're talking about Aleister Tommy
Black.
Yeah, I met Tommy Yen in 2011 in Belgium in a ring, or no, in Amsterdam, where he's from. Thought he had a big upside then. He showed up in NXT. He came to WWE. He was a Paul Heyman guy while we were not. But I thought that was going to keep him protected because obviously he's a very talented guy. He's another one who's a great signing for anybody.
Yeah.
Whether it be Impact, Ring of Honor, I think he could do great shit in New Japan. Obviously, AEW is going to be high on the list. We saw the debut of Andrade tonight.
Big news. Saw our good news. Brother tonight.
Andrade was out there.
Was out there tonight in the ring with Vicky Guerrero, which is a great pairing. If you're fantasy booking, I mean, fuck, that's a layup, right?
That's awesome. Yep.
So that's going to be good shit.
Yeah.
Tommy Hand, to predict where is hard because we don't know who's got what to offer anybody. Yeah. And
he's going to have he's going to have some a tremendous amount of offers to field from every company.
Well,
versatile on the list.
I've already reached out on behalf of one of the top promotions in the whole world, Lariato Pro Wrestling, which will be running the Summer Sizzler Series June 25th, 26th, 27th, July 2nd.
Are you trying to get him to break that 90-day?
I know he'd love to be on Impact Plus. I don't know if it's going to be his first stop. I know he'd love to, but you know, he's always got a home in Lariato Pro where Carl Anderson will take on Rich Swann June 25th in a singles main event. Doc Gallows in a Rome Street fight. We got FKA No Way Jose coming in on the bill. I don't have the card in front of me. Forget who else is there, but get your tickets online at www.thelpwg.com. The Sizzling Summer Series coming to Georgia.
Gallows has been on the road so long with his wife because his son was on vacation. So he's just been on the road with his wife for like 2 weeks. He doesn't know what to do now without like, he has no clue what he's going to do when he goes back to the room. Like just caught. What are you going to do?
Well, I haven't been doing much torturing because my wife and I have been together. So we've just been wearing each other out.
What are you going to do? That's what I'm saying. Like,
you want me to torture my cock?
Of course, what you going to do? Like,
there's a chance. I might stick pencil lead up, but I don't know yet.
Jesus Christ. Oh, no, crutch.
I might get a mechanical pencil and see how much I can
take. Let's go back to Tommy Hand. Yeah.
Balls Deep Billy's giving us the go home sign.
Balls Deep Billy gave us
fucking some pencil in the cock.
Yeah, that's about enough. Hey, real quick.
You didn't cover the last big release.
No. Last question. about Tommy End. Where does Tommy End end up? Rocky, tell me first. Where does he end up? Predictions. Let's go back.
This one's a tough one by far. I think this is the hardest one because I think every company's going to make him an offer.
Same.
And it'll just come down to probably what's cool for him and numbers, you know.
I could see him just like fucking JR says, cash and creative. I could see fucking. It's the truth, though, right? How much money does he want?
It's just funny.
How much money does he want? And
all of it.
And how many W's is he going to get? But like,
yes.
But like, I could see him easily at Ryogoku. Now, will the people know who he is? No, absolutely not.
But he'll just need that one match.
But you get yourself over.
Sure,
you can get yourself over in one showing. You don't have to. It's different over there. You can lose.
You don't need 30 weeks of TV.
You can lose and get over. In WWE, they kill you in 2 seconds, and that's what they want to do. That's why all those motherfuckers shoot.
That's why all that 50-50 booking exists.
Yeah, that's why guys like Ed Koski are in charge and shouldn't be. Boom.
That was
Ringside News. Pick that up, motherfuckers. Who's next? Braun Strowman. This one shocked me.
Shocked everybody.
Me too. I texted you guys. Do you remember? I texted you guys like they released Braun? Confused as fuck.
Confused. Now he's been used sporadically, correct? Right? Like,
I don't know.
Well, I don't think he's on every single week all the time. I think he misses 2 or 3 months. Attraction.
Didn't he just
style.
Have a big WrestleMania match though?
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like the Brock.
He did.
He's doing like Brock Andre style.
Brock is one of my friends that we chat with told us he just worked WrestleMania.
He works for the big stuff though, I think.
That's my point. We don't watch the World Wrestling Federation. You know, we have a lot of friends there, but we watch the other stuff.
And people, and I watched a clip of Busted Open Radio, Dave LaGreca. And I think Tommy Dreamer did something today.
Tommy's over all the time.
And Tommy's our friend. He's great.
Yep.
But LaGreca was pretty passionate about the guys getting fired, and he was pretty mad. And I like LaGreca. He's great. Because, like, sometimes you just don't know what's really going on, right? Like, you just don't know. Because there's some weird inside shit there sometimes that's going on that makes firings happen. I'll leave it at that.
You think you know, that there's something deeper to it, possibly
to that, you know, was he making too much money? Probably.
Well, but hold on though, because the sheets,
but that's a real thing though, too, though. I feel like people making a lot of money right now could also be a
part. I think
of
we were making too much money and we got kids.
Maybe they'll offer him something to come back, you know,
but you can say he's making too much money as much as you want. Did the shine wear off of the new toy? And then they look at the numbers because we have friends in that company and he was making a shitload of money in the seven figures. I'm not going to say or whatever we think or know people were making. But what I'm saying is there a backstage issue? Maybe there's a backstage issue. Is it something that Braun knew about? Maybe not. But I think Braun is a friend of ours. But we've said this and I'll say it to Braun's face. I think sometimes, and we've seen it with other friends of ours in the business who have made complete turnarounds, and this isn't even a knock at them. I think when you get so much so fast, and we joke about it, we're in character and out of character a lot, but I think when you get so much so fast, sometimes it was probably hard for Adam to go home and take off Braun Strowman and be Adam Scherer. He became engulfed in becoming the superstar and the celebrity because he was, and I have to say this as a positive to him too. I remember thinking it when he was really hot and we were doing stuff with him or we weren't, and he was working with Roman and a lot of stuff like that. Braun was a guy.
He put us over.
Sure.
Yeah.
But if you, I'm not talking about smart fans or anything like that. You take a 7-year-old boy who watches wrestling on Monday night and you see this attraction live and he comes out and he's damn near 7 feet tall and he's 350 pounds. He's got this guttural roar and he picks guys up and slams them across the ring. The visual effect of that is live event genius. That's why they fucking shoot people out of the cannon. The circus, it's a spectacle. It's the pageantry of the business and what we do. I understand that part of them, but I don't know if there was something that happened after we were gone to where Vince, the shine kind of wore off of it, because it seemed like he had untapped, unlimited potential too.
My kids loved him. Silas.
That's
right.
Cade loved him. He was Cade's favorite, my son and your son. Yeah. They couldn't wait to see us get our asses whipped by Braun.
Of course.
Rocky met him. Went to dinner, right? To that.
But the first time I saw Braun on TV, I was like, where the fuck did this guy come from?
You want to see him in real life.
And it was like, how is he so fucking huge and jacked? And like, proportionate. Like, he looked awesome. He just looked, he was dope.
And it was like the first time he saw the giant in real life.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
in a stand. You're like,
he is exactly that special attraction.
He's an attraction.
Like Andre was like Brock is, you know, like, that's why it's so surprising to see him let go, because he is an anomaly in this business. And he was cool. Like when you guys came to LA, you guys were still signed at the time.
Yep.
And we went and we fucking crushed a fucking amazing barbecue meal in Studio City. It was dope.
Yep.
And he was cool as fucking. And the whole night he was just putting you guys over, you know what I'm saying? Which I thought was cool.
He'll definitely land on his feet. How far he goes is up to him. You got to be positive about all this. You got to want to work with everybody. You got to do it the right way.
And he hasn't
get yourself over, but he's already over. So
the one thing I think about him is like, he hasn't been out of the system yet. Right. Like,
and that's the other thing.
So that's like the worrisome, like, how does he bounce back? Does he wait for WWE to call to make the call and reach back out? Does he go to AEW and prove a point? Does he go to Impact? Does he do a tour? Because, I mean, like you said, he's also financially set, I would think.
At least for a while.
So that he could go and make a run out of this thing and really, you know, show how
the biggest much question, he was, the biggest like question here, I'm going to ask it on Busted Open. I'm going to ask it on Twitter. What kind of brother price am I getting for Lariato and Braun? I mean,
that's the most important fucking question.
Well, he's going to hand him an envelope. Well, just imagine him coming in.
Imagine Braun would be great.
Imagine him coming into Ryogoku. But most importantly, I want everybody to understand this before we sign out of here. But as we wind down, everybody, if you're a wrestler listening to this, fucking trademark your goddamn name. And if you go there and your name gets changed, cool. That's great, but understand when you leave,
spend the money. Call Michael Dawkins. Trademark your shit.
If you change your name, you're called formerly known as Dickhead.
I paid 50 grand in trademark fucking bills.
I think there's a couple things. We have
all of our shit, and it's completely protected. Yeah. No one can take it away, and we trademarked even way more than you never need.
If your only dream is to go to the WWE, and you go there at 23, then you get released at 27, and you've been whatever your name is.
Oh, I lived that.
And you go off into the world, you're fucked. So good luck.
Yeah, you're fucked. Yeah.
Or you just illegally use the name and then sometimes don't when you're on bigger shit and hope for the best.
Yeah. There's a couple things that I think that young wrestlers should do right now. They should trademark their name. They should get their own rights to their music.
Yeah.
In some kind of way, like have a friend make it, have some.
They should ask Gallows for a course on carnying.
Yeah, like as much of the stuff that you can fake own laugh and rock. Hold and have
want
it,
to listen to that at all.
Then you actually should do that.
Yeah,
like I think 100%. That's super important. Like literally, you guys can go anywhere right now and use what and use your theme song wherever
music,
the fuck
you want. Our name, whatever.
Yeah, same with me. I mean, that's a thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
You know,
that's artistic freedom. Not to sound corny, but it really is.
Yeah.
Hey, you're an act. Once you get over enough, you become an act. I always listen to Kevin Nash say, I'm an entertainer. I'm not a professional wrestler. People come to watch the act. Once you've been around and people have seen you for enough years, you do become the act. And to be the act's got to have a fucking name. If Kiss comes out as, you know, Hugs, it ain't the same shit.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Kiss comes out as that Hugs. Note, we'll see you next week.
Let's wind it up. Hey guys, hey, real quick, one last push for Halibut Avenue. That was called Jimmy's Halibut. The famous seafood.
Best crab cakes in the world.
Here we go. I land at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. I'm gonna go to the hotel. I'm gonna fucking take a shower and I'm going straight to Jimmy's.
We will be at Jimmy's Famous Seafood Sunday, June the 13th, 9 p.m. The show starts. We're partying all night. We're going to do a little podcasting. We're going to have some talking shop minions, hoots and hooligans in there. All the good brothers, all the good sisters, all our friends from Patreon. The tickets are on sale at tnsmania.com. And if you're not going to make it there, just over in West Virginia, come on over to Calling All Heroes Comics, 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Meet the big LG Doc Gallows live and in person. Photo ops, autographs, all your favorite merchandising opportunities. Give me a hug. Give me a kiss. I don't know. We'll see what happens. 301-697-1909 for details on that is the phone number. Please call Jed, my high school friend, and please bother him. Call him late at night. Of course they will be there.
Will Jake and Leather be there?
My dad will be there. There'll be a lot of people getting pretty drunk, probably not signing many autographs, but it's going to be a great time. Bring the kids or don't. We'll see what happens.
Hey, next week's guest, Cole Cabana. We'll see you next week.
Thank y'all.
Cole Cabana.
Boom, boom,
boom, boom.